In the midst of tension between the U.S. and global trade partners like Turkey, Northern Michigan's iconic cherry industry is stuck in the middle. Tart cherry farmers have been undercut by foreign competitors for years. They thought tariffs implemented by the Trump administration would help, but they haven't. Interlochen Public Radio's Max Johnston has the story.
Jim Bardenhagen is a fifth-generation cherry farmer in Suttons Bay, Michigan. For decades, Bardenhagen has grown tart cherries, which are used in things like cherry pies and turnovers. But right now, a tractor is pulling the tart cherry trees from his orchard. Bardenhagen is sad to see these trees go, but says he has no other choice.
You know, we're not making our costs on them right now, and so it's hard to spend money to raise them.
Tart cherries are Northern Michigan's signature industry. You see them on roadside stands, in convenience stores. Heck, our airport is even called Cherry Capital Airport. Michigan farmers produce about 75% of the tart cherries made in the U.S. But Bardenhagen says their price has plummeted in the past few years.
We love cherries. I mean, we've always grown cherries on this farm. We just figured right now is the time to take these out. It's, you know, the market's not there.
For years, cheap tart cherries from Poland, Hungary, and especially Turkey have taken over the U.S. market. Domestic tart cherries sold for about $4 per pound on average, while Turkish cherries went for 89 cents.
We're not afraid of competition as long as it's fair.
That's Nels Veliket. He's part of an industry group that's spent nearly $2 million to investigate Turkish cherries. They claim the Turkish government was illegally subsidizing their farms. After years of research and lobbying, they got the International Trade Commission to pick up the case. The result? Huge tariffs on Turkish exporters, some as high as 700%. That was a big win for Michigan farmers and could mean the end of Turkey as a global competitor. But Veliket isn't celebrating. Since that win, cherry exports have skyrocketed in other countries like Brazil and Hungary.
It is like whack-a-mole, and it started in Turkey, and now it's migrated to Brazil. And where will it go next?
John Slangerup is the CEO of American Global Logistics, an international import-export firm. He says countries and manufacturers will find creative ways to get around tariffs. For example, Slangerup says if an exporter wants to avoid a tariff, they can send an unfinished product to another country.
Finish them there and then move those goods through that other country to the consuming country.
While it's not clear if Turkish cherry exporters are doing that, Slangerup says it happens all the time. Overall, he says getting fair trade takes more than just tariffs. Many cherry farmers look to the Trump administration to help. They thought aggressive stances on foreign exporters would mean more competitive prices. But Veliket says Trump isn't fighting for tart cherry farmers. Unlike bigger ag industries, they don't get the federal government's attention.
These things are being pushed forward by a very small group of people. We don't have a lobby like the steel lobby. We don't have a lobby like the soybean lobby.
The tart cherry industry is also dealing with the fallout of the trade war between China and the U.S. Chinese tariffs on U.S. agriculture products essentially cut domestic cherry growers out of their market. That cost U.S. cherry farmers an estimated $11 million in lost profit, according to a 2018 study. The U.S. Department of Agriculture has subsidies for farmers hurt by Chinese tariffs. But tart cherry farmers aren't eligible for that program because the USDA argues they're only indirectly affected by the tariffs. Veliket says that's a technical oversight that could be easily changed. But,
you know, there isn't a benevolent bureaucracy awaiting the opportunity to help these small industries.
Last month, Veliket and other cherry farmers spent $30,000 to investigate a new competitor, Brazil. The hope is, after a few more million dollars and a couple years of paperwork, the International Trade Commission will take up that case too. In the meantime, the industry is not doing well. Veliket worries that cherry farmers are stuck in a cycle where cheap foreign cherries come in, domestic growers raise the alarm, but they can't do anything about it. For Stateside, I'm Max Johnston.
This story was featured on Points North, a weekly show and podcast from Interlochen Public Radio. You can find more episodes at pointsnorthradio.org.